Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
By request.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time with 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my God. Becky, look at her butt.
They're not so dumb. They're stupid. Like Don and Mike.
Rap guys, girlfriends. But, you know, who understands those rap guys?
Yeah.
They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts. And I can't
everybody dance. You other brothers
can't deny. Hello. I have to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Your face, you get
several of us are on the verge.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We've struck a chord, Robbie.
Have we indeed?
Welcome back to the Don and Mike Show. It is time for the Fat Girl, Skinny Girl Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're kind of working on this as we go along here.
We're a work in progress.
As Rob is going to town with all the different music that we have here. The way we're going to do this is we're going to go through the lines and we're going to get one thin girl. This is how we decided to do it. All right. Said originally we're going to get 3 of each during each segment.
No.
The way we're going to do this is we're going to, first of all, screen our participants. We don't have time to do it off air, so we're doing this on the air. And then we're going to have a head-to-head, belly-to-belly competition here.
So, yeah. IQ challenge.
I'm going to ask 3 questions of both the fat girl and the thin girl. Or I should say the lovely svelte girl and the Rubenesque girl.
Exactly.
The way this works, we'll get the proper contestants on the line. And, Buzz, you're going to have to be very busy with your pencil.
I'm on it.
Because not only are we going to get yes or no answers to these questions or correct answers to the questions,
we're
going to get vital statistics.
Very good.
That's essential because this, of course, Buzz, you had the story, and the story was basically...
Yeah, we're proud that we were the first to report this yesterday, that women with larger thighs have higher IQs than women with thinner thighs. That's how this all started.
And I decided we'd just make it simple and make it the fat girl, skinny girl challenge.
Right.
So without further ado, because the lines are exploding about this right now,
right.
Let's go to our very first girl. This is line number 1. Karen, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Randallstown.
All right, Karen, let me write your name down here. This is Karen. And what are your vital statistics, my dear?
I'm 120.54.
5'4 and 120, that would be thin. Rob thinks, first of all, every caller to the show is fat. I think 120 and 5'4 is rather petite.
How do you feel about yourself?
feel all right.
You classify yourself how?
I would say thin.
All right.
I wouldn't say skinny. I'd say thin. Right. I definitely have thin thighs.
No, I hit a button by accident.
I think we can, Karen can be a thin keeper.
All right.
For this. All right. Let's put Karen on hold.
Okie doke.
We're going to put Karen on hold, and we're going to go to line number 2. And this might be Karen's competitor right here. Hello, Julie.
Yes.
Julie. How are you, Julie?
I'm great.
Where are you calling from, Julie?
Northern California.
All right. Northern California. And we're going to need, Buzz, you're writing down these vital statistics?
I am.
Julie, we're going to need your vital statistics on the Fat Girl, Skinny Girl Challenge.
Okay. I'm 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about 170, 180.
170, 180. Buzz, I have to defer to you. Will this be an acceptable? Is she Rubenesque enough to participate?
How are your thighs, baby?
My thighs?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
They're not quite thundering, but they're up there.
I am terribly sorry.
Sorry.
We're going to have to say goodbye to you. Let's move down the line here to Meg. Meg is a wonderful name for this competition. Hello, Meg. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Short term
Hi,
mega.
How are you?
We're wonderful, Meg. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Frederick.
From Frederick, Maryland.
I think we may have tapped into something.
I believe there are a lot of high IQs in Frederick, are there not?
Oh.
Meg?
I'm originally from Montgomery County, so.
Okay, now, Meg, may we are looking, we've got Karen, our thin contestant number 1. We're looking for our very first Rubenesque contestant number 1. What are your vital statistics?
Okay, I'm 5'6", I'm 180 pounds, and my thighs are together when I walk.
There you go.
I think based on that, we can give her a keeper here,
yeah.
All right?
Shall we hold on to her?
Yeah, let's put her on hold. Okay. We got our first two contestants.
Yes, we do.
We're going to give you three questions, and do we have both Karen and Meg on the line right now? Karen and Meg, are you both there?
I'm here.
All right, Karen, you're here?
Yep.
Meg, you're here?
Yes.
Okay, very good. This is the way it's going to work. Now, you have to be quiet when we ask the thin contestant the first question, Meg, okay?
Just chew with your mouth shut.
In the event that Karen, our thin contestant, her vital statistics again, Buzz?
120 pounds and 5'4".
I get choked up with this, too. All right, Karen, we're going to ask you the first question. In the event that you answer incorrectly, Meg will have a chance to steal.
All right.
Meg, you've stolen before, haven't you?
Few plates of food.
There you go. You got the right attitude. All right, Karen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, stand by for our first question in the Fat Girl, Skinny Girl IQ Challenge.
Question one.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Karen, who published Poor Richard's Almanac?
Who published what?
Who published Poor Richard's Almanac?
Poor Richard's?
Yes, Poor Richard's Almanac. Mm-hmm. Who published that?
Answer, please.
We need it in 5 seconds. Four.
No idea.
Three. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Meg, we will give you a chance to steal. Who published Poor Richard's Almanac?
New Day Publishing?
No, I am terribly sorry. That's Goose Eggs. Inconclusive for the very first question.
You weren't looking for a company?
No, not a company. We were looking for Ben Franklin.
Oh, of course.
That's Ben Franklin. Franklin published Poor Richard's Almanac. All right, Karen, are you ready for question number two? Actually, we go to Meg now.
Right.
Meg gets the first question here. Are you ready, Meg?
Yes, I am.
Karen, do not interrupt until it's your chance to steal if she gets it incorrect.
Okay.
All right. Meg,
yep.
What was the Marshall Plan designed to rebuild?
What?
Oh, I'm afraid we're going to have some more inconclusive results.
Oh, dear.
She does not have the answer. Karen, the thin contestant, who was the Marshall Plan designed to rebuild?
I feel like it was something to do with economics, but that's all. I don't know.
I am terribly sorry.
Judges?
No.
I'm sorry.
No, we have a goose egg. Inconclusive so far with
Indeed.
Our second question.
It's a wash.
Karen and Meg, this is your final question, and then we will move on to two other thin and fat girls.
This
Karen,
makes this question very important.
Let's see what happens here, all right? Let me see, all right? This to me should be an easy one.
Okay.
Good.
All right, Karen, we go to you first.
Okay.
Lovely, svelte, thin Karen.
Uh-huh.
Karen?
Yeah?
Who said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall?
That would be Winston Churchill.
I'm terribly sorry, Karen. That is not the correct answer. That means in round number one, Meg, you can take the nod for the fat women all across America if you can answer this question correctly. Meg, who said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall?
Yeah, I didn't hear Karen's answer. Can you tell me Karen's answer?
Karen's answer was incorrect. That's all I can tell you.
Precisely.
Once again, who said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall?
That is a brain teaser.
All right, Marilyn Monroe.
I am terribly sorry.
Oh,
I'm dropping them both, Rob.
Wow. Yeah,
let's get rid of Can you do that for me? Get rid of both of these women's buzz of these women's.
Yes.
Yes. Inconclusive in the first round.
Both Karen, our thin contestant, and Meg, our not so thin contestant, both scored zeros all the way around.
It's time to go to round number two.
No one stole the money.
No one stole the money, and we're going to see what happens now. Let's go to Carolyn.
Yes.
Carolyn, hi.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
McLean, Virginia.
McLean, Virginia.
Beautiful city.
A very nice, yes, a thin city, to the best of my knowledge,
it's
right?
It's a thin city.
Yes. I believe it's a thin. Can we get your vital statistics, please, Karen?
5'9", 120 pounds.
5'9".
That's real thin.
120, and that sounds good. I think we can accept Carolyn as our thin contestant.
Shall I park her?
Yes, park Karen.
All right.
Carolyn, rather. Sorry about that. And let me go down the line here. Let's see.
Who do we have?
We've got another Kim, but it doesn't say whether she's thin or thick. We'll try that right now. Hello, Kim. You're on the Don and Mike Show. Are you thin or fat?
I am Rubenesque.
You're Rubenesque.
Perfect.
Okay.
Lovely.
Where are you calling from, Kim?
Burke, Virginia.
Burke, Virginia.
Fat Burke.
Fat Burke. Can we have your vital statistics, please?
Much like Mike, I do not give out my weight, but I'm 5 feet tall, over 200.
Oh, 5 feet tall, that's over 200. That is acceptable. We do not that. Need a specific weight. I certainly can relate to that.
Shall we bring our other contestant into the fold?
Let's bring them back. We have Carolyn from McLean, and we have Kim from Burke, Buzz.
You said fold.
Full. And we're going to start this time with our larger woman, Kim. Kim from Burke, here is your next question. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Number one.
In what decade did the Supreme Court rule on Brown versus the Board of Education? We're giving you the whole decade. In what decade did the Supreme Court rule on Brown versus the Board of Education?
60s.
I am terribly sorry. Oh. That is incorrect. We will now give, let me see, who did I go to first there? I got totally lost here. We're going to go back
to the thin one now.
The thin girl.
Carolyn.
The thin girl, Carolyn, mm-hmm. from McLean. Are you ready?
Yes.
In what decade did the Supreme Court rule on Brown versus the Board of Education?
1950s.
1950s is correct.
That is right.
That is, Carolyn, our thin girl, and you have taken the lead.
Well.
Congratulations. And Carolyn, the good news is we stay with you for the next question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What were the first names of the famed aviators, the Wright brothers?
William and Orville.
I am terribly sorry. That is not correct. And that means, Kim from Burke, you will have a chance to steal.
William?
What were the first names of the famed aviators, the Wright brothers?
Orville and Wilbur.
Wilbur, yes, is correct.
That is right.
Hey.
That's right. It's going well. This is wonderful. Congratulations. We have a horse race.
We do.
I should point out that Mr. Burbank will be tabulating the results of our competition.
Carolyn from the thin team and Kim from the not-so-thin team both tied at one correct answer out of three.
All right, very good. Now we're going to stay with Kim with our next question. That's right, right? We're doing it correctly,
exactly.
Rob?
Yes, sure.
Rob is the rules meister. All right, are you ready, Kim?
Ready.
All right, Kim. In what year did the USA first land a man on the moon?
1969.
That is correct.
That is excellent work.
Congratulations. You have stolen the second question. Now it's time in this round for your last question, and we will go to Carolyn once again. Are you ready, Carolyn?
Yes.
All right, Carolyn, here is your question. Who is on the U.S. $10 bill?
Oh, goodness. This
is Carolyn who's answering right now. The thin girl.
Is that your purse?
What sound is that? Is that the larger woman making that sound? Kim?
Is it your food processor?
Right there. You're not baking right now, are you? Carolyn, I have to ask the question again. Who is on the U.S. $10 bill?
Answer God, is it? Oh, I don't remember. Is it Lincoln?
No, I'm sorry. Lincoln is incorrect. We go to Kim. Kim, your chance to steal. If you can tell us who is on the U.S. $10 bill.
Jefferson
is incorrect. Did I give them both three questions, or was that the
second
question?
That was fine. You're done with this round.
All right, this round is concluded. Buzz, we need the total so far in round number one.
This supports the theory. Kim, representing the not-so-thin, got two correct answers. Carolyn, representing the thin, only got one. So Kim wins the round.
Now, with our two contestants, our sets of contestants right now, what is the total for fat women versus thin women?
Well, the heavier women lead, thanks to Kim.
Really?
That's it.
Okay, how many correct answers for the fat women?
All together, we got...
Buzz has got a lot of stats in front of him right now.
Two out of five for the heavier women, and only one out of five for the thin women.
Oh, so we've only asked five questions. That means we have to ask one more question because they're rounds of three.
Okay, we can go one more.
All right,
then.
We're going to go back to Carolyn. Are you ready, Carolyn? Do I go to you next?
That'll be fine. Actually.
All right, we're going to go to Carolyn next. Here's your next question. In slang, how much money is 6 bits? Very tough. I couldn't get this one.
Piece of cake.
Carolyn.
You'll pardon the
expression. In slang, Carolyn is our thin girl. How much money is 6 bits?
Oh, God.
I know, it's tough.
Yeah, this one I'm...
But you have to understand, Carolyn, we're determining the IQ of fat and thin women all over America.
Damn it.
You have 2 seconds.
Damn it.
One.
$600?
I'm terribly sorry.
No.
$600 is incorrect. Now the question goes over to you, Kim. Kim, representing the Zoftic women of America, in slang, how much money is 6 bits?
$3.
$3 is incorrect. The correct answer, 75 cents. I am terribly sorry. And that really changes nothing, doesn't it?
Not a thing.
So the fat girls so far have taken the lead in round number one.
Uh-huh.
We are going to get more calls because we have a lot of people waiting. Now we have Debbie. I have to deal with Debbie before we go to break here. Hold on just a second.
Debbie.
Debbie, hello. You're on the Don and Mike Show. Debbie?
Debbie?
Let me get Debbie. Hold on a second. Debbie, are you there?
Yes,
Debbie.
I'm there.
Debbie, it says here you're a tweener. I'm not sure we can accept that.
Well, I don't consider myself thin.
Uh-huh. Oh, you don't consider yourself thin?
But you
no.
do consider yourself, right, a lot. You're self-important, and when you're looking for one extreme or the other.
Calm down, Rob. We're trying to nurture these contestants today.
This is not the time for her to call.
Debbie, I am terribly sorry, but tweeners, one of the reasons you participate in this competition is to proudly represent your genre of women, fat or thin.
Pick a side.
Maybe the tweeners are the smartest.
I'm terribly sorry. So long, Debbie. Thank you very much. We will come back with round number two.
Self-important tweener.
Rob, calm down. So far, Buzz, the fat girls have a slight edge.
They sure do. 2-1 over the thin.
When we come back, we are going to have round two of the Fat Girl Skinny Girl Challenge, the IQ Challenge, and we will see if the thin women can come on strong here. But so far, the fat women are doing very well.
Hey, scientists know what they're doing.
And we will have the equations that will be worked very intricately with Buzz's weight and height and correct answers and all of that,
mm-hmm.
and have the definitive word in the next break on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.